Hello, forward wrestling fans. Before we get started with the show today, it's time to do a bit of housekeeping. Please do check out bwfradio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Board Wrestling Fan Radio going out live. You can also join in the chat there and chat with all of us and our resident chat person Maven Fan, who is notorious and famous and someone we really like. Also follow Board Wrestling Fan on Twitter at Board Wrestling Fan. As Joe likes to put it, that is Board Wrestling Fan without vowels. I am at Mark_Noyce, and Joe is at ThinkSoJoe, at Random Redhead for JT, and at G of the Internet for our good friend G, of course. And let's get on with today's show, then. I know last week's episode ended up being about 30 minutes long, but this episode won't be. It won't be nearly anywhere near that long. Basically, the only reason the last episode was that long was because it was a preview of the NXT show. So I had six whole things to talk about. Those six matches. Generally, I try to talk about only one thing at a time in this. Basically, as it's been said before, the reason I did this is because I was too lazy to do written articles. To do written editorials that would take about as much time in writing, but I tend to save my fingers for writing my stories and stuff. I also occasionally still do written work for money. You can hire me if you'd like. Anyway, so yeah, this one won't be anywhere near that long. And actually, I can probably get through the topic in about half a minute. But I'll try and stretch it out a bit. Because my voice is awesome. And people listening to this are mostly listening to hear me. Because I'm just that fabulous. Yeah, I really wish I could enunciate properly. It's not that hard, I'm just lazy. Anyway. So one thing that came out of Raw yesterday was that we're finally getting the heel turn out of Stardust, Cody Rhodes. Don't call him Cody. Cody, don't call me Cody Rhodes. Well, we're not getting the heel turn. We did get it. He hit the crossroads in the middle of the ring on Goldust. As some people nicely pointed out, he hit the crossroads while he's in the middle of a crossroads. Right now, because he's in a bit of a crossroads. I should stop saying crossroads. And, well, I've heard at least one person say that they don't quite get all this, and that Stardust remains as unrelatable as ever. And I'm going to say that, yes, okay, one of the reasons that this Stardust and Goldust thing went into very weird places and people inevitably stopped enjoying it was because it just got so weird and out there that, yes, you couldn't really relate to them at all. And you had very little idea of what the hell was going on. In one week, they just were really, really weird. But when you think about it, that's always been Goldust's gimmick. He's very, very, very out there. I mean, he made a face turn by saying he's not gay, because his character used to be that he was very effeminate. Anyway, it's not really that anymore. Yeesh, it really isn't. His character has come a long way, even though he's not really changed the paint much anymore. But yeah, I heard some people saying they're not quite getting the Cody Rhodes character and things like that. So allow me to take a brief minute just to explain Cody Rhodes and what the fudge has happened to the man. See, this, they reunited a while back, a year or two ago, because they wanted to get Cody's job back. It was that weird backstage thing where people forgot that Cody was going. Excuse me. That people forgot. I believe the full story was people forgot that Cody Rhodes was getting married, and they had to quickly come up with a way to get him off of TV. So they fired him for reasons I can't quite remember. With the intention of rehiring him further down the line, and all of that led to Goldust being reintroduced and him getting a job as well. And it was a pretty fun time, even though, as I said, I can't really remember it. Because the two of them put on some amazing matches. Their match against the Shield was great. Oh, I miss the Shield. I miss them so much. Plus, Roman Reigns was better in the Shield. He was quiet. So anyway, yeah, Stardust, and well, that was back when he was Cody Rhodes. They came back together, and then things went wrong. By now, I'm speaking in totally kayfabe terms. Please don't accept anything I say as real. And remember, I may be a mark, but I'm not a mark. Anyway, things went wrong, and they started losing. And they did that weird thing where Cody blamed himself, and he found random people for Goldust to attack with, including, of all people, Sin Cara. But I suppose they kind of fitted. One man had no face, and the other painted his. And then, inevitably, Cody said, "Okay, I've got this guy. He's going to be great. You're going to be tagging forever with him." And that's when he introduced Stardust, and it was awesome. It was weird as hell, but it was good, and it was funny, and it was just great. Plus, I really enjoy Stardust's music. But yeah, that was how it all happened. That was how Stardust even came about. Cody started to lose, and then he started to lose it. And he decided he would paint his face just like his big brother did. And then they went on to win some matches and do pretty good. And then, as always happens, they ended up feuding with the Usos for 5 years. It probably wasn't 5 years, it just felt like it. I'm not tired of the Usos, I'm just tired of the same old feuds. Yeesh. I mean, they've been feuding with Cesaro and Kid for 5 years now. They put on great matches, yeah. I enjoy the flippy floppy stuff, but I'm just tired of seeing the same match 10 times in a week. Well, sorry guys, I'm just tired. Well, anyway, yeah, Stardust came in and they were kicking ass. I think they were tag champs at one point. And then inevitably, Vince got bored and they started to lose again. But during this time, the whole thing just got weirder and weirder. They were talking about the Cosmic Keys. And I think it turned out the Cosmic Keys ended up being the championships or something. But it just got progressively more weird. But you noticed that Stardust was the weirder of the two. I mean, it was just like Goldust was kind of going along with it for his brother's sake. And that is the whole point of this story. I mean, Stardust said it himself. Cody Rhodes is dead. Stardust has completely lost his mind. And yeah, that's the basic story. The basic story is that Goldust is weird, but he's completely sane at the same time. He knows that what he's doing is just an act, and he's basically just having a lot of fun. And he was basically going along with it for his brother's sake and to have fun with his brother. But Stardust has become completely lost within his own mind and has just gone legitimately insane at this point. He snapped under the pressure and the weight of being the son of Dusty Rhodes and the brother of Goldust, Dustin Rhodes. You know, he's completely lost his mind. He is Sam Shaw, but without the rape. That's a terrible yet brilliant way to put it. Stardust is Sam Shaw without the rape. I feel bad now. But yeah, that's the general point. The gimmick now is that Stardust is legitimately insane and has snapped under the pressure.
Whereas Goldust is sane and wants to bring his brother back. He wants to save him from the torment of his own mind. Stardust has essentially retreated into his own mind and just... I've said it before and I'll say it again. He's gone insane. He's living in his own delusional fantasy world because the real world is too problematic for him and he just doesn't want to live there anymore. So he has taken your reality and substituted it for his own. Really wish I knew where that reference came from. And Dusty Rhodes wants to help him, of course. He wants to help his son. And that's what he was talking about in that promo when he was saying things like, all the stars, they don't mean anything without family. But Stardust doesn't believe that anymore. To him, there is no family. There is just the stars that his mind is now lost in. So there you have it. There is an explanation for you of the Cody Rhodes and Goldust storyline. Cody Rhodes is insane, Goldust and Dusty Rhodes are not, and they wish to save their brother and son, respectively. It will inevitably end with the end of the Stardust character as Cody Rhodes slowly comes back to his senses, begins to accept reality, and makes a baby face turn by apologizing, presumably crying the makeup off literally, and giving Dusty and Dustin Goldust a nice big hug as they leave and go back to their home planet, somewhere up in the stars, where Stardust now lives, because he's insane. Guy managed to stretch that out into 10 whole minutes, because I ended up giving some history on the gimmick too. But yes, that is, if you're finding it hard to relate to Stardust at the minute, it's because you've never lost your mind. And you should be thankful you haven't. It's not fun. With that all that said, I will see you on Sunday. Remember, as always, we are looking for a transcriber. So if you feel like transcribing our interviews, unfortunately we cannot pay you, but we can give you credit, making it easier for you to find other transcribing jobs down the line, then feel free to contact Joe on Twitter at ThinkSoJoe. Other than that, I will see you on Sunday for Board Wrestling Fan. Available directly through the site now at boardwrestlingfan.com. And I will see you then on Sunday. This week, it should be the return of George. This Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern. See you then.